This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Lead makes you mentally insane. So does mercury. And to some extent, aluminum also causes dementia and Alzheimer's.
The Health Ranger Report.
Society really is headed for a collapse. Because once the sanity goes, everything else starts to fall apart. And you're seeing that all around you.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
One more big reason why we need to get the government monopoly of public education ended and distribute education to the local level is because children learn in different ways. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation. I mean, if you think about the government-run school system, it's like McDonald's. It's like a factory-run, you know, junk food, junk education system, and it's just cookie-cutter repeated from one district to the next and one state to the next, and it's churning out obedient zombie worker students who really don't have the hands-on skills that they need to survive in the real world. And there's this great disconnect where children are taught, you know, intellectually, academically, in artificial rooms, these classrooms, and a lot of computer simulations these days, and they're taught a lot of subjects that don't have anything to do with reality. And what kids are missing is that contact with nature. And a lot of kids who are even diagnosed with learning disabilities such as ADHD and they're put on psychiatric medications, all they really are is especially gifted children, I mean, usually, who they just can't sit still in an artificial environment, which, I mean, gosh, I found difficult too. School was the most boring thing in the world. I always brought projects to work on my own. I'd write computer programs and write fiction, write poetry, and do all kinds of things at my desk because, you know, the school itself wasn't very challenging, and it was just a huge waste of time. What we really need in society is to restore local control of schools and have more private schools. In other words, what we need is school vouchers. The government shouldn't run the schools. It's the worst idea, well, maybe not the worst, but it's one of many bad ideas. What we really need is vouchers where parents can choose the local school and local schools have to compete for that voucher money. So school vouchers, it should be universal. Every parent that has a child in America should get a voucher, you know, from the local government. The voucher, they can take it to any school they want. And that way schools have to compete based on who is providing the most beneficial learning environment for children. That's going to come from a more diverse environment because children learn in different ways. Some children are very hands-on. Some children are very, you know, theoretical or academic. They can do a lot of good work in their heads. But other children need to hear things or see things or touch things. Some children are good at body movement and maybe they're going to be, you know, dancers one day or maybe they're going to be artists or sculptors, hands-on, painters, whatever. You know, We have been, in essence, torturing children for so many generations in this country with government-run schools, and the schools don't work, and even the teachers and the counselors would be among the first people to tell you that. Because I know a lot of school teachers and school counselors, and they tell me what a horrible situation it is, and that even they feel like they're imprisoned in the system, just as the students feel. Like, no one feels a sense of freedom in education, which is a shame because education should be about exploring our world and learning new things, having the freedom to explore and understand and expand our knowledge and gain knowledge about how the world works around us and how society works, how nature works, all of these things. This is the incredible gift that we have as human brains. We have a neural network learning computer inside our skulls, and children are born with that. And yet we throw it all away in far too many cases. And then when children become a little too advanced and a little too hands-on and too difficult for the teachers to manage, they just put them on psychiatric drugs. And they end up on ADHD drugs or, you know, Ritalin-style drugs, just a bunch of psychiatric drugs. And that is not an education. That is medication, not education. That's zombification. That's not the way children need to learn. And just as I say, you can't have a society that's sustainable if people are sick and have chronic disease all the time. You also can't have a society that's sustainable long-term if you don't teach the next generation how to be incredible thinkers, how to be creative, how to solve problems, how to be innovators, how to be individuals who can think for themselves. Instead, our schools today are just indoctrination centers. They're conformity training centers, conformity camps, you might call them, where children are just taught to go along and get along and repeat what you're told and think the same as everyone else. And if you think differently, we're going to medicate you back into a state of stupidity. Because, you know, we, the school system, can't handle children who think too much outside the box. I'm commenting on the current education system, of course, but also thinking back to my own education. I was very fortunate because I had teachers who were outside the box, kind of people who would develop gifted children. I was part of a gifted program, and I was just very lucky, looking back, that I was very lucky that our school system had a gifted program, that we were able to do all kinds of exploration, and we would go to this gifted program, I think, for one day every 2 weeks, and we would do all kinds of experiments with early stage robotics. I remember doing a biofeedback experiment. We did computer algorithms. We did all kinds of brain teasers. And there was my instructor there. His name was Greg. And he was, looking back, he was very, very passionate about finding children who were especially gifted and then helping them learn more outside the academic system. But I also remember that a lot of teachers, just regular everyday teachers, really hated the gifted program. They didn't like not having total control over the students. And so there was this political war, even in the school where I went as a child, there was a war between the gifted program people and the non-gifted program people. And the non-gifted teachers didn't like the gifted teachers, you know? And it's sick. It's kind of pathetic, but you see all this tribalism in society today as well. But I remember being part of this gifted program, and it changed a lot of things. I also remember having a biology professor. Well, he was a science teacher in high school, but he also worked with a local university and had a program where he taught us advanced genetics and microbiology, and we got college credit. So I actually graduated from high school with college credit in genetics, believe it or not, and biology. So, you know, this was a great program. And I would stay after school. We did things like we dissected earthworms and literally removed the nervous system of earthworms using tweezers and magnifier glasses. It was, you know, very unusual stuff. So I was lucky, but a lot of kids today don't have that. They don't have the structure of a school where teachers can spend that kind of time with them. Or sometimes, you know, teachers, they get burned out and they're you know, they don't have the energy or the passion to be able to spend time with kids like that, because the government just runs everybody down. The government makes it oppressive. The government is inefficient. It's bureaucratic. It's a nightmare. And the NEA, the National Education Association, I think, the labor union for teachers, is a bureaucratic nightmare. And so we've got to get out of the unions. We've got to get out of the government-run schools, and we need to get to private schools. There are so many good private schools, but I mean, where any parent can use vouchers. So you don't have to be wealthy to send your kid to a school, to a private school. You can just use a voucher. If you have a gifted child who's gifted in something like art or music, they should be able to go to a private local school that has a music program or an art program. And that is the way we make society great again. You know, Donald Trump's always talking about make America great again. Well, we got to stop treating our children like prisoners in a government-run indoctrination obedience training camp system called the public school system. It doesn't work. You know, children want to learn. They have the motivation to learn. They want to explore the world around them. They want to express themselves in different ways. They don't want to be sitting in a desk all day and locked in a room and having to read academic nonsense. Children want to learn. They want to explore the world around them. They want to express themselves in different diverse ways based on what they enjoy, what they love to do, the different, you know, learning is fun even for a child if you're in tune with their particular strengths or learning styles. You know, learning can be fun for children as well as adults. And we make learning, you know, we, the government, you know, as a nation, we make learning boring for children. And that's got to change. It's time to start putting the kids first. You know, it's time to recognize that children need to be allowed to be individuals, and that schools shouldn't be about conformity and obedience. They should be about diversity and individuality. And, you know, this also gets into the debate of collectivism versus individualism. And the liberal side of the education system loves to have everybody conform to be exactly the same, obedient. And I say that's wrong. We should be encouraging children to be themselves, to be unique, to be diverse, to express who they really are, not have to conform to a politically correct narrative that is forced upon them by an oppressive system. And that this is being lost today because of all the push for collectivism and conformity. What's lost is the individuality of recognizing that a child's ideas and a child's expressions and a child's very existence is worth something, even if they don't conform. Why can't we honor children for being different? You know, why does the liberal media say that the only people that are worth recognizing for being different are gay children or transgender children? What about a child who bucks the system? What about a child who refuses to conform to the system of obedience training? What about a child who has ideas that are not politically correct? What about a child who wants to make something of themselves, doesn't want to be part of the crowd, but rather wants to stand out and be a winner? What about a child who wants to try hard and study hard and do something that maybe other children can't do? Shouldn't we recognize that child as being an achiever? Isn't it time to stop giving out the awards and the ribbons for just showing up and participating and start actually recognizing those children who are gifted or who put in extra dedication or self-discipline or who have amazing ideas so that they can help contribute to society in a way that breaks outside the mold? And all the great inventors and innovators throughout history are people who did not conform, who were not obedient children. I mean, look at Albert Einstein. You know, he flunked out of college. He was his own thinker and people thought he was crazy. But he was an innovator. He was an individual. He was not a conformist. Otherwise, we would never have, you know, seen the description of the theory of general relativity or any of the other work that Einstein did. So I say it's time to radically reform the school system for the benefit of children who we should celebrate as being individuals rather than conformists. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for HealthRangerReport.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find
just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.